Taylor Swift finally feels informed enough to speak out against disgusting rhetoric in politics. By Justin Caruso on March 6, 2019. Pop star turned activist Taylor Swift declared in a new article that she recently realized her responsibility to get involved in politics ahead of the 2020 election. "I'm finding my voice in terms of politics," Taylor Swift wrote in an Elle article published Wednesday. "I took a lot of time educating myself on the political system and the branches of government that are signing off on bills that affect our day-to-day life. I saw so many issues that put our most vulnerable citizens at risk, and felt like I had to speak up to try and help make a change," she wrote. "Only as someone approaching 30 did I feel informed enough to speak about it to my 114 million followers," Swift continued. "Invoking racism and provoking fear through thinly veiled messaging is not what I want from our leaders. And I realize that it actually is my responsibility to use my influence against that disgusting rhetoric. I'm going to do more to help. We have a big race coming up next year." Indeed, Swift broke her longtime silence on politics last year to endorse Tennessee Democrats in the 2018 midterm elections. She endorsed former Governor Phil Bredesen, DTN, in his Senate race against then-Representative Marsha Blackburn, RTN, but failed to sway the race. In her endorsement, Swift said, "I believe in the fight for LGBTQ rights, and that any form of discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender is wrong. I believe that the systemic racism we still see in this country towards people of color is terrifying, sickening and prevalent." The Bad Blood Singer's article in Elle, titled, 30 Things I Learned Before Turning 30, also touches on how people should believe sexual assault claims. "It's my opinion that in cases of sexual assault, I believe the victim. Coming forward is an agonizing thing to go through. I know because my sexual assault trial was a demoralizing, awful experience. I believe victims because I know firsthand about the shame and stigma that comes with raising your hand and saying this happened to me. It's something no one would choose for themselves. We speak up because we have to, and out of fear that it could happen to someone else if we don't." The article featured other interesting insights, like how to accept gaining weight. "I learned to stop hating every ounce of fat on my body," the 29-year-old said. "I worked hard to retrain my brain that a little extra weight means curves, shinier hair, and more energy. I think a lot of us push the boundaries of dieting, but taking it too far can be really dangerous. There is no quick fix. I work on accepting my body every day. I learned how to make some easy cocktails like Pimm's Cups, Aperol Spritzes, Old Fashioneds, and Mojitos because, 2016.